Also, we have the great privilege of reading Parashas of Vayakhel this coming Shabbos. And in addition to all of the incredible halachos of the Mishkan, the Torah goes out of its way to also mention Shabbos. Rashi, noting the juxtaposition between the malachos of the Mishkan and Shabbos, explains to us that as important as the building and creation of the Mishkan is, it does not go ahead and set aside the halachos of Shabbos. The Mishkan is not Docha Shabbos. Shabbos, the eternal covenant between Klal Yisrael, stands even in the face of the Mishkan. You can work Sunday through Friday on the Mishkan, and its work is of paramount importance, but comes Shabbos Kodesh, the work of the Mishkan stops. And the Torah says, this is in Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Gimel, chapter 35, verse 3, Lo siva'aru eish b'chol moshvoseichem b'yom ha-Shabbos. You shall not kindle a fire in all of your dwelling places on Shabbos. So here again, this pasuk teaches us the concept of Havoro, the concept of kindling a fire on Shabbos, one of the 39 melachos on Shabbos. And the truth is, in certain respects, paradigmatic of the prohibition of melacha on Shabbos itself. But there's a beautiful insight by the Chassam Sofer. And the Chassam Sofer says something amazing. He says that there's a deeper message that is embedded over here. Lo siva'aru eish b'chomo shoseichin v'yom ha-Shabbos. Do not kindle a fire in all of your dwelling places on Shabbos, writes the Chassam Sofer. Shebecho yimos ha-Shavua. Throughout the entire work, a person should work on themselves. Throughout the entire week, a person should cultivate within themselves the fire of love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, love of Torah and Mitzvos, love of Am Yisrael. And Sunday through Friday, you have to constantly and consistently stoke that fire. Ad Shebiyom HaShabbos, how can you tell if you had a successful week Sunday through Friday if on Shabbos the fire is ignited by itself? If on Shabbos Kodesh the fire of Ruchnius is ignited by itself, then that is a sign that the work of Sunday through Friday ultimately was successful. But if I spend my week immersed in fleeting, irrelevant things, so that come Shabbos Kodesh, I have to stoke the great fire, to fan the dormant coals, ultimately, again, that was a success, unsuccessful week. Or in other words, what the Chassam Sofer is saying is as follows, and this is actually quite incredible. We often think that, or I should say not we think, but sometimes we understand that the nature of Shabbos is that it sets the tone for the following week, which it does. A Shabbos of Ruchnius, a Shabbos of holiness, is ultimately able to lay the foundation for a beautiful and uplifting spiritual week ahead. But the Chassam Sofer highlights a different kind of dynamic. That Shabbos is also the day that you reap what you sow. If a person led an inspired, uplifting week, then by definition that leads to an inspirational, uplifting Shabbos. But if a person spent the Sunday through Friday existence immersed in irrelevant, nonsensical, unholy, I don't mean sinful, but unholy endeavors, then my Shabbos is flat. I may enjoy the chalent, and I may enjoy the good night's sleep, but I'm not going to feel the his overus. Shabbos Kodesh and our Shabbos experience is very much reflective on how we have spent the 6 days before. Sheshes yomim tavot. For 6 days, we have to toil on our ruchnius. Throughout the week, we have to try to create for ourselves a life that is filled with holiness and spirituality. And how can you tell if you're leading a successful life? What does your Shabbos feel like? If your Shabbos is filled with beautiful spirituality, if your Shabbos is truly me'ein olam haba, then that is a sign that you are spending your Sunday through Friday existence doing the right thing. If on the other hand, I come to Shabbos and all I could do is enjoy a few extra hours of sleep and a little more delicious food, then I maybe have to take a look not at how I'm observing my Shabbos, but how I'm spending my week. Shabbos Kodesh is a day of spirituality that is most impactful if it comes on the heels of a spiritual week. But if it comes on the heels of a spiritual mundane, a week of spiritual mundanity, then the Shabbos itself is not going to be as halig. And says the Chasam Sofer, that's the meaning of the pasuk. Lo sevaru ish b'chol moshe seichem yom haShabbos. You should not have to kindle the fire of spirituality in all of your dwellings, which refers to our insides, refers to our neshamas, on Shabbos day. On Shabbos, you shouldn't have to kindle a new fire, but rather Shabbos should ultimately be an extension of the fire you kindled during the week. If you kindled the fire of spirituality, if you kindled the fire of holiness on Sunday through Friday, then that fire should light itself on your Shabbos. Then that fire should illuminate your Shabbos. You shouldn't have to stoke an additional fire on Shabbos Kodesh. And if you do, then you have to ask yourself how you're spending your week. And I think the Chasam Sofer teaches us two incredible lessons. Number one is the stated lesson, which is often we think that the weekday is the weekday, it's Chol, and Shabbos is Kodesh. But for the Jew, that's not true. Every day has to be Kodesh. Every day has to be filled with holiness. Every day, I have to be lighting my fire. How could I tell if I'm doing a good job or not? The Chasam Sofer posits, is your fire ignited on its own on Shabbos? When you come into Shabbos, do you feel inspired? That's a sign that it's been a good week. On the other hand, if I come into Shabbos and I have to struggle to put the two stones together to ignite a fire, to find the lighter fluid, to go ahead and ignite the match, then maybe I have to do some soul searching and look at how I'm going ahead and spending my week. But I think that there's another piece. In addition to telling us that the week has to be inspired in order to create an inspirational Shabbos, I think the Chasam Sofer is also teaching us the power of continuity. You know, the great struggle in our spirituality is continuity. That sometimes, again, what we're able to do is we're able to find inspiration for a couple of moments here. We're able to shine bright spiritually for a few moments here. Tuesday was fantastic. Alternate Wednesdays are great. But the greatest challenge in spirituality is continuity. Day in and day out, am I an Eved Hashem? Day in and day out, am I showing up for my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We speak about this concept often, because it's not just true with God, it's true in any life relationship. If you're only a good spouse on Mondays, Wednesdays, and alternate Fridays, that marriage will implode. To have a meaningful relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu requires consistency. And consistency means showing up in my relationship with God, even if at times I don't feel it. Even if at times I'm just not so interested, but I feel a sense of duty, I feel a sense of responsibility. Most importantly, I feel a sense of commitment that gets me to show up even when I'm not feeling it inside. If you kindle the fire every single day with a sense of consistency, here's the amazing part. No one could be consistent all of the time. It's just the reality of it. I know that sounds strange. No one is consistently consistent. But if you do your best to be consistent, even in those moments when you are inconsistent, where you're consistent, you suffer a lapse in your consistency, consistency creates the fire that continues to burn even when you are no longer consistent. The great and incredible part of continuity and consistency in our spiritual lives is that if I am consistent on Sunday through Friday, then when there's a day of Shabbos, you know, Shabbos means a day of rest, a day of inaction. Shabbos is not just the seventh day of the week. Sometimes Shabbos is good. Sometimes Shabbos is not so good. Sometimes I have a Shabbos on a Tuesday because I have a break in my consistency. But even if you have a break in your consistency, if you were consistent beforehand, that fire keeps burning even when the consistency laps. So that ultimately, again, even in that moment when I'm inconsistent, the fire of consistency is able to keep me going until I'm able to regain my spiritual composure and be consistent again. You know, it's a lot of consistencies and inconsistencies. But this, I believe, is what the Chasam Sofer is teaching us. The key to success in spirituality, and it's the key to success in any life relationship, is consistency. And the power of consistency is that it keeps the flame going, even when you become inconsistent. Even when there's a lapse in the consistency, the fire still burns. And because that fire still burns, I have the ability to reignite myself again when I'm ready. That says the Torah. Lo seva'aru eish b'chol moshoseichem b'yom ha-Shabbos. Either the Torah telling us that the litmus test of a good week is if you're self-inspired on Shabbos. You shouldn't have to rekindle the fire of Ruchnios on Shabbos, because a week well spent leads to an inspired Shabbos on and of itself. That an inspired week gives you a Shabbos Kodesh to reap the benefits of your weekday spiritual labor. Conversely, if I have to work hard to feel the fire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbos, then maybe I have to look at how I'm spending my week. And lesson number two, the power of consistency. When you are consistent and you light the fire, then even when there is a lapse and a moment of inconsistency, the fire keeps going, and that fire allows me to rekindle my light of commitment when I am ready. Wishing everyone a wonderful day and a good Ner Shabbos.